Psalm 94, Preface. The weapons which we, who love the Lord Jesus and strive to follow Him, should use against our enemies are the Word of God and instant prayer with a good conscience. When the Christians, in the right spirit, pray against their enemies, they are by no means violating the command of Christ, "Pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." Matthew 5:44. Inasmuch as the wicked are our personal enemies, we must pray for them and be ready to forgive them. But insofar as they are the enemies of Christ, we must pray against them that His cause may be promoted. Diligently should we pray for the conversion of our enemies. And this very prayer includes that God would break and hinder the evil counsel and will and would make them friends. But if they will not discard their malice, if they continue to blaspheme Christ and His truth and to destroy His vineyard, then we must pray against them, calling on God to defend His cause and to frustrate their counsels. Such prayers are in agreement with the word of the Lord, saying, "To me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand." Deuteronomy 32, verse 35. The prayers of the pious against the enemies do not proceed from personal animosity. They do not use prayer as a means of revenge, but they are moved by love and zeal for the honor and truth of God, as the defender of His own. A sample of such prayer is contained in the 94th Psalm. Prayer against the enemies of the church. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, "The Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it." Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastises the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teaches man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of men, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastens, O Lord, and teaches him out of thy law, that thou may give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off His people, neither will He forsake His inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, "My foot slips," thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frames mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous, and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And He shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. Summary. This prayer of the church against her enemies was chiefly a prayer of the true Israelites against the false Israelites. It was a prayer of the remnant against the kings and princes, the priests and rulers who introduced a false worship, and against the false prophets who preached their own dreams and said, "The Lord hath said," and so caused the people to err by their lies and by their lightness. Idolatrous kings, proud priests and false prophets seduced the people to depart from the statutes of the Lord, and they persecuted the true prophets, condemning them as deceivers and rebels. Against this throne of iniquity, lording it over God's heritage, this psalm is directed, imploring help and deliverance. How often is the true church defamed and put out of the synagogue by those who think they are doing God service? But this psalm comforts the remnant, that, abiding in the word, it has the truth, and God will not uphold the throne of iniquity. In due time, it will be destroyed, and its falsehood and violence will be avenged upon it. Prayer. Lord, who art a merciful and a jealous God, convert thine enemies, and draw unto thee those going astray, but restrain the malicious persecutors of thy church, and the willful corrupters of thy truth. Bring their counsels to naught, and show that thou art the Lord. Build thy church, and make it a city upon a hill, for the salvation of many, through Jesus Christ. Amen.